Yesterday was WKVA's 63rd birthday, and we had a special visitor in our studio to come by to wish us happy birthday. He was one of the inaugural broadcasters heard on WKVA in 1949 when we signed on the air. Bob Heil is with us. Bob, thanks for stopping in today.
It's a pleasure, Eric, and nice to be back to WKVA where things were a little bit different back in 1949.
Yes, but it all started.
Nice to see you're still on the air and doing a good job for the Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you were in the studio when WKVA threw the switch.
Right.
Basically, you and several other broadcasters, right?
The studio at that time was at 7 North Wayne Street.
Uh-huh.
And we were on the second and third floor of the building there above Heil's Pharmacy, I believe
that's the
name of it. So we were there for quite a few years.
What was your main role there?
Well, main role then, and as it was in radio, I guess, in 1949, you were an announcer. You did news. You get your own records. You did everything. You emptied the waste baskets. You changed.
Not much has changed, Bob.
You changed the tape from Western Union and United Press and all that. But it's certainly changed from what I see today.
Yeah, yeah. And what were your hours that you worked when you were here?
Mainly, my hours were from 6 a.m. till about 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And I'd work Saturday noon and then be off and come back at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
I see.
At the time, we were a daytime station only, and in December, I believe we signed off at 4:45.
Okay, all right. And what, you remember the music that was played back whenever you were here?
Yeah, a lot of the music was names that I can, you know, Perry Como, Margaret Whiting. Some of the listeners might say, I never heard of those.
Oh, I bet some of them would. I bet they know.
Tennessee Ernie Ford, Roy Acuff, Smokey Robinson, and the pop singers of the songs Moonlight in Vermont and Doggy in the Window.
Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely.
Familiar names, familiar songs.
And Lewistown was a different place back then, too, wasn't it?
Lewistown was a different place. I can remember the December that we signed on, the traffic at going across Market Street was people versus people.
Yeah.
A little bit different, I think, than the Lewistown of today, but a lot of the cities are that same way.
That's right.
The malls have said, come see us, not downtown.
Yes, yes, yes. And now, when you were here at WKVA, before you worked there for a while, then you went to some other stations and then came back. Kind of give us what happened from the time that you started. Give us your WKVA story.
Well, when I left WKVA, I left here on account of the manager then and the owner, Bob Wilson, Robert L., as he was known.
Yeah.
And he bought a station in Lewisburg, a daytime station that was not doing well, and he thought he could upgrade it and make a reasonable amount of profit with it.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there. We changed programming right away, changed different music style, format, news, so on. And it was reported by a neighboring station that they took over before they got the license.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob lost the station. I came back to Lewistown and was here for a good period of time. Later, a person that I had known in Altoona, my hometown, incidentally, owned a station in Shenandoah, WMBT, and he asked me if I would come there and manage it after they'd been on the air about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I said yes. I went to Shenandoah in the coal regions north of Pottsville and was there from 63 to 69. At that time, another person asked me, would I come to Lewisburg and manage a station, WUDO? I did, and the ownership of that station, who was a big conglomerate, owned the Boston Celtics and the New York Giants, but had little time for a small radio station. And eventually the station itself went bankrupt because we had no money to pay the bills. It didn't come back from the headquarters in New York. And at that time, I thought, well, I've been in radio for about 20, almost 30 years, and I went into newspaper, Sunbury Daily Item, and retired from the Milton Standard after 12 years.
Wow.
So it's been a media experience. Yeah. I've enjoyed it. I think radio, I'm amazed how radio has changed from the time of 49 till now.
Absolutely. What were some of your favorite memories working here at WKVA?
I think favorite memories, mostly were reporting on an airplane crash one morning at the country club. People killed in a truck crash on 22, meeting Paul Harvey, who was a host one day at WKVA before his broadcast, and just a lot of enjoyable. You meet the governors, the senators, the mayors, and the police chiefs, and everybody. It's everybody seems to know you.
Yeah, and you know the guy that when you associate WKVA, usually out of the second breath, it's Robert L. There's a lot of stories about Robert L. And what are some of your favorite stories about him and his way of running things around here?
Well, he and I got along. Wonderful. He had asked me different times, not in the radio end, but would I go to his wife's hometown in Greensburg and bring their children back to Lewistown and take his car. I did. We had a lot of fun doing broadcasts together, making commercials together. I would later on be on the station Sunday mornings by myself, and he'd come up and check on everything, and everything worked fine. And I'm sorry that his passing was so soon and unexpectable.
Right.
He was a very good manager and owner. He was favored WKVA and liked the publicity. He couldn't do enough for it.
Yeah, well, last question, talking about that, how do you think, if you could have that opportunity to see him engage in the current state of radio, I mean, how do you think he would relate to the current radio?
Well, that's pretty hard, but relating to it now, and it was pretty much the same when he sold it. Turntables, discs, queuing records, getting your news from the AP machine and hoping you're going to be able to read it all right and not looking it over. But we managed fine. We had a good radio station. He had good employees. He was a strict owner, and he wanted to bring to Lewistown a good radio station, and we always thought it was years ahead of its time.
Yeah, everybody had to wear ties too, is that right?
Everybody wore ties. We had church, white shirts, coats on, suits, you know.
Right.
It was different than the, well, people don't see you now that much either.
That's right, absolutely.
It was a class operation.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, I really appreciate you stopping by here on our 63rd birthday and having a chance to kind of walk back through some memories.
Well, thank you, Eric, and I appreciate your chance to talk to me and review some of my memories of radio.